WSRN News, I'm John Scott. At a news conference at the White House, after President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an important meeting to discuss the president's 20-point plan for ending the war in Gaza.
We had a long, strong talk, Bibi and I, and he understands it's time. It's time. History has shown, and the people of Israel want it, and the people of the Middle East want it.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is in agreement with the president's proposal.
Now, under your leadership, we're taking the next step to win the war and expand the peace. Your plan is consistent with the five principles my government set for the end of the war and the day after Hamas.
The president's plan would establish a temporary governing board that would be headed by Mr. Trump and include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Prime Minister Netanyahu says if Hamas rejects the plan, Israel will finish the job with President Trump's approval. In a Provo courtroom, Catherine Nestor, lead attorney for Charlie Kirk shooting suspect Tyler Robinson, asked the judge for more time before deciding if they'll seek a preliminary hearing.
Based largely on what the state just referred to as far as the voluminous nature of the discovery materials, we do think it would be prudent to simply reset for another conference, another waiver hearing, a little bit down the road.
Judge Tony Graff set the next hearing for October 30th. A North Carolina man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar, killing three people, injuring five others. It happened in Southport. The alleged assailant identified as Nigel Edge. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 72 points now. This is SRN News. A startling statistic from Nigeria.
Religion News Service reports that Nigeria now sees an average of 30 Christians killed every day, making that nation the most dangerous place in the world to be a follower of Christ. Christians comprise almost half of Nigeria's population of more than 236 million people. Northern and central regions most frequently suffer Islamist violence, often inflicted by the extremist group Boko Haram, which launched an armed campaign in 2009 to establish a caliphate and enforce a strict interpretation of Sharia law. George Williams, SRN News.
And America 250 Civics Education Coalition, with 41 conservative groups, has been formed in preparation for the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary next July 4th. Participating groups include the Heritage Foundation, Turning Point Education, part of Turning Point USA, and others. This is SRN News. A group of former National Park superintendents calling on the Trump administration to close the park to visitors in case of a government shutdown. Bernie Bennett with details.
40 former park superintendents sent a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum that past shutdowns, in which parks remained open, led to vandalism of iconic symbols, destroyed wildlife habitat, and endangered visitors. Democratic Governor Jared Polis of Colorado on Friday urged federal officials to keep national parks open and staffed or create some mechanism for the state to help make that happen. But the former superintendent said poorly staffed parks are a danger to the public and to the parks themselves. During a 35-day government shutdown during President Donald Trump's first term in office, many national parks stayed open. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An endangered whooping crane the International Crane Foundation was planning to release into the wilds of Wisconsin has died. Ducky died of avian flu. More details at srnnews.com.